This is Passport to Texas. City-dwelling Texans don't want to lose touch with their rural heritage, so large tracts of farm and ranch land get sliced and diced to accommodate the demand.
More and more of our land is being fragmented and broken up, and so small acreage land holdings are more common, especially in the eastern half of the state. You know, we're talking 50 acres to 200 acres.
Linda Campbell directs the Private Lands Program at Parks and Wildlife. Habitat fragmentation is like living in a house where none of the rooms connect. How long could you live like that? It's even tougher on wildlife, which is why neighboring landowners are encouraged to manage their land together.
We encourage landowners to join with their neighbors in what are called landowner cooperatives or wildlife management associations. They're becoming much more common, and landowners working together can get a lot more done for wildlife. They impact more habitat when they work together, and they can accomplish common goals. And so we very much encourage and work with groups of landowners to develop these landowner-driven cooperatives.
Learn more about landowner cooperatives on the Parks and Wildlife website and find out how you can receive free confidential technical assistance. That's our show. We receive support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, funded by your purchase of fishing and hunting equipment and motorboat fuels. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.